In labs all over the world, scientists are working with induced pluripotent stem cells, which are specialized cells that can be reprogrammed to become any cell type in the body. They are harvested from adult skin and infant cord blood cells. Dr. Carolyn Lutzko studies the stem cells at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center.
So they are incredibly valuable cells. They can be used to repair or contribute to any, in theory, any tissue in the body. So we could repair kidneys, liver, lungs, blood cells. So they are really a valuable resource for the community.
But Lutzko wondered if there was a way to make sure the harvested cells were of high quality and consequently would do what they were supposed to do when they were transplanted into a patient. So she did a study.
So what was really unique about this study is that we were able to sort of make a level playing field, bring in cells from many different labs, use them the same way, handle them the same way, and really get at comparing them.
Lutzko collected 58 cell lines from different U.S. research institutions and tested them at Children's. In the Biomedical Informatics Division, Dr. Nathan Salamonis generated large sets of data, including cell programming, gene regulation, and the quality of the cells. Surprisingly, Lutzko says about 30% of the cell lines people sent were of very poor quality. Dr. Taoxing Wang also works at Cincinnati Children's. In a different study, he determined that as people age, they accumulate gene mutations in their mitochondria, the energy source of cells, and that could cause the cells to be faulty. He suggests banking younger cells if possible.
And if you bank a young cell, and that could be good, you see, for your future. But even, you see, an older one, old individual doesn't mean you don't have a good one. You still have a good one. You know, you just have to check.
Wang says just because you are older doesn't mean all your cell lines are bad. Scientists just have to make sure you don't have a mutation. The next step for Dr. Lutzko is to look at the cell lines of patients with specific diseases to see whether that impacts the stem cells.
And the goal with that is that we can learn how to use the stem cells and that whether in the future, you know, we really will be able to develop safe lines from patients with disease to help correct their disease.
According to the Asian Review, 4 Japanese institutions will collaborate on transplanting tissue grown from induced pluripotent stem cells taken from donors into patients suffering from age-related macular degeneration. The initiative announced this month will break new ground in the cost of transplanting IPS-derived tissue. It will be significantly reduced by using stock cells provided by donors instead of using the patient's own cells as in a previous case involving a sufferer of the same disease. In 2014, the Ripken Research Institute performed the world's first transplant of IPS-derived retinal tissue with a Japanese woman suffering from macular degeneration. But because the patient provided her own cells, costs related to that procedure reportedly climbed to about $931,000. Using donor IPS cells is expected to drive down costs to a fifth of that or lower. A transplant on a second patient then was called off after the discovery of a genetic mutation in the patient's IPS cells. In the U.S., Lutzko anticipates clinical trials in about 5 years.
These cells are being investigated for everything from spinal cord research, diabetes, blood diseases, neurological diseases. And so people are really working towards that.
To get the adult stem cells, scientists take a small sample of skin, less than half the size of a dime, or they can take a blood sample. Then, depending on the disease, they would give a blood transfusion with the cell type the patient needs. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.